You're listening to Eurovision on Saturday, the 23rd of May. It's just gone 1:15. I'm Phil. Scott joins me in the studio. Now, Scooch, from 2007. Yep. Would you say, Scott, out of all of the acts, even to represent the UK, a bit gimmicky?
They are. I would say they are classic Eurovision gimmick act. And let's face it, the most notable acts from Eurovision, the most memorable ones, are always the gimmicks.
Yeah.
Okay, earlier you played Bucks Fizz, mm-hmm, with Making Your Mind Up in 1981. I'd like to think everyone in the UK can remember that, one of the times when we've won. Can you tell me what the gimmick was which single-handedly won them the competition?
No, I don't think you could do this now, but they removed part of their clothes.
Dun, dun, dun. Give me more details, Phil.
Was it skirts?
It was skirts. Yeah, the two men revealed more legs than I think was possibly acceptable of the women halfway through the song. Okay, we'll move up to 1998, Dana International, who represented Israel. This marked a first for Eurovision. Can you tell me why Dana International marked the first for Eurovision?
No.
Do you give up this one?
I give up.
Okay, this was Dana International was the first time a Eurovision country was represented by someone who has undergone sex reassignment surgery, the first transgender act. Dana International, whose real name is Sharon Cohen, was actually born Yaron Cohen, and is one of Israel's most popular drag queens. And this is kind of the point when Eurovision really started embracing the LGBT community, and it sort of took off from there. Going up to 2006, which was won by Finland, with their act Lordi. Can you tell me what was special and why Lordi were considered a gimmick act?
Well, they didn't really appear in human form, if I remember correctly.
Go on, Phil, more detail.
Costumes, wings, sort of shoulder pads, huge beards.
Totally. Yeah, it was the first time that Eurovision was won by a hard rock band, which I think they wanted to kind of break the stereotype of campy 80s songs always winning Eurovision. And in fairness, a hard rock song hasn't won since, so maybe they just let him have it that once. Okay, on to next year, 2007, Ukraine's entry, Verka Siduka, in a similar vein to Dana International, though not entirely the same. Another drag queen for Ukraine with Dancing Lasha Tambai. Can you ask? I think everyone remembers this. This is the crazy Eurovision entry that everyone always remembers.
Oh.
Can you tell me what Verka Siduka had on her head throughout her performance?
On her head?
On her head. Costume is one of the most vital parts of this performance.
Wow, now, I remember that, if I'm not mistaken, big silver shiny suits.
It was a big silver shiny suit.
But I cannot remember what was on top of the heads. Like,
Do you give up?
I just think it on my head. What could possibly be on the top? Like, I know like a microphone or I don't know. So it's what, 2007? What was big in 2007? That was year eight, and it's completely gone. It's completely
okay,
gone.
Phil, come on, give me an answer.
Try a microphone.
A microphone. It was not a microphone. It was, in fact, a giant silver star, you know, in a similar vein, sort of a Christmas tree.
What?
Fun fact, there was actually a rumour going around that year that this, you know, this outrageous suit had been designed by Dolce & Gabbana. Whether you believe that or not, I don't know. In Venice, wouldn't shock me. But yeah, that was the act that everyone always remembers. The absolutely insane one. It's been described as the best act to have never won Eurovision. Serbia won that year. And a final gimmicky act that we can discuss, bring it up a little more recent to 2012, Russia's entry with the infamous, if you want to call it that, the Russian Grannies. Can you tell me what act they did on stage as part of their, you know, their wider shtick in general?
So their wider performance. Now, I think I remember getting sort of cross about this because I think they tried to bake a cake or cook something. And I remember thinking, how can you cook something in a 3-minute pop song? That's surely not possible. Unless you're doing the Blue Peter style. Here's one I made earlier.
No, in fairness, I imagine it probably was something along that line. Yeah, you're close, I'll give you that. Part of their performance was that they baked bread on stage, which I imagine does take a little bit longer than 3 minutes. You know, I'm no expert in the topic, but I think it takes longer than 3 minutes. But yeah, obviously that year, they came a close second, losing out to Loreen.
Thank you for that, Scott. I feel enlightened.
I feel enlightened.
But I cannot possibly get out of my head the idea of somebody doing Eurovision with a star on the head in a big shiny silver suit.
Across campus, online, and on 12:51 a.m. This is Eurovision.